Issues and violations. The Unauthorized Practice of Law, TREC Rule, Section 537.11. Legal advice versus real estate advice. Different conflicts of interest, dual agency, personal interests, net listings, and RESPA violations, and steering. Introduction. Liability and risk are not relegated to the real estate industry. They are everywhere. However, real estate brokers have significant liability because they are responsible for completing contract forms and complying with federal, state, and local legislation. Brokers are also at significant risk because they give their sponsored agents the authority to enter into contracts in their name. Broker liability issues. Bullet. The Unauthorized Practice of Law. Bullet, fair housing violations, that is, steering. Bullet, conflicts of interest. Bullet, competency issues. Unauthorized practice of law. Do your job. Real estate agents must avoid engaging in the unauthorized practice of law. One of the primary functions of a real estate agent is to prepare contracts and forms for their clients. In Texas, the Broker-Lawyer Committee drafts real estate contracts and forms that TREC approves and promulgates for license holder use. TREC provides these forms to prevent agents from drafting sales contracts. TREC-promulgated contracts protect consumers from license holders and protect license holders from themselves. Agents may also use Texas Realtor forms as they have been approved by TREC for use in real estate transactions. Attorney-prepared forms are also allowed when no mandatory TREC form exists. Commercial agents often use contracts drafted by their client's attorney. TREC, Rule Section 537.11. Unless a license holder is a real estate attorney and a member of the Bar Association, they should never write provisions into a contract. The Broker-Lawyer Committee considers many different scenarios that agents could encounter while representing a client, so agents should never have to enter their own language into a contract. Use of standard contract forms. The Unauthorized Practice of Law states that license holder may not, bulletin practice law, bulletin directly or indirectly, offer, give, or attempt to give legal advice, bullet. Give advice or opinions as to the legal effect of any contract forms or other such instruments which may affect the title to real estate. Bullet, give opinions concerning the status or validity of title to real estate. Bullet, draft or recommend language to be included in a contract form defining or affecting the rights, obligations, or remedies of the principals of a real estate transaction, including escalation, appraisal, or contingency clauses. Bullet, add informational items to a form approved by the Commission if the Commission has approved another form for mandatory use for that purpose. Bullet, attempt to prevent or in any manner whatsoever discourage any principal to a real estate transaction from employing an attorney. Or, bullet, obtain legal advice from an attorney, directly or indirectly, for a principal in a real estate transaction in which the license holder is acting as an agent. License holders in Texas may add informational items to contract forms. Informational items are statements that disclose factual information or provide instructions about a real estate transaction. They may also modify, strike, or add language to a contract form at their client's written request. Agents may advise their clients and give their professional opinions based on their experience in the industry. However, they may not give their clients legal advice even if the client tells the agent that any advice would be off the record because they do not have the money to hire an attorney. Many clients believe that because a real estate agent fills in contract forms, they can advise on contractual issues. Buyers or sellers may remember any advice their agent gave them, and it could come back to haunt the agent. Real estate agents simply are not trained in the complexities of law. Legal advice versus real estate advice. As a broker and as a real estate agent, It's important to know and understand the difference between legal advice and real estate advice so as to avoid engaging in the unauthorized practice of law. Legal advice includes bullet, explaining how to hold title or about title issues. Bullet, counseling on whether to sue for breach of contract. Bullet, offering guidance on zoning, boundaries, easements, or property rights. Bullet, providing advice on real estate-related litigation or property disputes. Bullet, providing professional advice outside of the scope of their license. Bullet, giving advice concerning the preparation or legality of deeds or other instruments that affect an interest in real property. Bullet, telling a client that they do not need to consult an attorney about a legal issue. Real estate advice includes bullet, saying how many square feet a property has. Bullet, providing an opinion on property pricing. Bullet, saying how much to offer on a property. Bullet, providing opinions based on experience in the market. Bullet, giving information on current market trends and neighborhood information. Bullet, offering tips on home staging. Bullet, providing guidance on the transaction process. Bullet, devising strategies for marketing a property. Bullet, implementing negotiation strategies. Bullet, providing general information on financing programs. Bullet, giving advice on and negotiating for real estate repairs. Complaints for the unauthorized practice of law. TREC investigates complaints against license holders accused of the unauthorized practice of law. If a real estate license holder is found guilty of the unauthorized practice of law, the commission can suspend or revoke their license. Conflicts of interest. Many situations could cause a conflict of interest between a real estate broker and a client. Brokers must educate their sponsored agents about these different scenarios and how to avoid them in their practice. Some of these conflicts of interest include bullet, dual agency, bullet, personal interest, bullet, net listings, bullet, RESPA violations, secret profits. Dual agency. Dual agency occurs when a real estate agent acts as both the listing agent and the buyer's agent. This is a common situation agents find themselves in. Dual agency presents a conflict of interest because it is difficult for the agent to remain neutral and not place one client's interests over the other's. As careful as the agent may be to remain neutral, one client could perceive that the agent favored one party another during negotiations. Conflicts of interest associated with dual agency include bullet, owing the fiduciary duty of loyalty to two competing parties who have opposite interests. Bullet, the agent earns a double commission and just wants to close the deal no matter what. Bullet, the listing agent helped the seller price the property, so they may not work as hard to negotiate the best price for the buyer. Bullet, the dual agent does not provide the same level of attentiveness a dedicated buyer's agent would give the buyer during the transaction process. Even though dual agency can present a conflict of interest for the agent, it is still legal in many states. Brokers can act as dual agents as long as they disclose that fact to their clients in writing and the client's consent. Some states have systems in place to soften the repercussions resulting from dual agency. Texas, for example, encourages brokers to use intermediary with or without appointments. Both the listing agreement and the offer are taken in the broker's name, so the broker serves as the intermediary who can choose to appoint associates, one sponsored agent to represent the buyer and one to represent the seller, or not. License holders must present the information about brokerage services form to prospective buyers, tenants, sellers, and landlords, which explains the different ways that a broker can represent a party in a real estate transaction. Dual agency situations occur most often when an unrepresented buyer contacts a listing agent about an advertised property or when an unrepresented buyer attends a listing agent's open house. Buyers often do not understand that the listing agent's primary goal is to sell the property, not to hold the buyer's hand. This is why disclosure and consent are essential in dual agency situations. Brokers can avoid dual agency situations entirely by deciding to be single agency brokers, meaning they represent one client at a time. Often, brokers choose to work only with buyers or with sellers, but never both. Brokers should also emphasize the importance of the IABS. Personal interest. Sometimes license holders may be interested in purchasing a client's property. The license holder would like to negotiate a good price for the property. However, that would not benefit their client. Since license holders must put their client's interests above their own, the agent must disclose an interest in that property. Imagine if an agent wanted a seller's property. He advised his seller client to price the property below market so that it would sell quickly. Then, he purchased the property under his LLC. How would the seller feel if they found out later that their agent purchased the property for a steal? They would probably feel like the agent stole from them. Buying a client's property is not illegal for a real estate license holder. Everything is above board and legal as long as the license holder discloses their interest to the client. A sales agent may also have a personal interest when representing a friend or relative in a real estate transaction. Agents must disclose a personal interest in the property. Suppose a license holder shows a potential buyer his mother's house. In that case, he must disclose that the home belongs to his mother. If he did not disclose this fact, and the buyer found out after the sale, the buyer could file a complaint citing that the agent violated his fiduciary duties to the client. Net listings. Under a net listing, the seller establishes a minimum net amount for their proceeds at closing. The broker's commission is the difference between the minimum net established by the seller and the actual seller's net. The seller could receive less than they would normally. Depending on the transaction details, the broker could earn more than the seller, or, perhaps, nothing. The potential for a high commission could entice the broker to place their best interests above the seller's. Because of potential ethical and legal issues, many states prohibit net listings. In states where the practice is legal, net listings are discouraged and subject to considerable scrutiny. Texas is one of the few states where net listings are legal. RESPA violations, secret profits. The Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, prohibits real estate license holders from referring clients to a settlement service provider, such as a title company, mortgage broker, for a thing of value. A thing of value includes bullet commissions, bullet fees, bullet gifts, bullet special privileges, payments, monies, salaries, stock, dividends, distribution of partnership profits, franchise royalties, the giving or receiving of anything of value. Kickbacks. Kickbacks are payments in excess of the reasonable value of goods provided or services rendered. Other entities that fall under RESPA include bullet title companies / agents, bullet mortgage loan originators, bullet real estate appraisers, bullet home warranty companies, bullet home inspectors, bullet insurance companies offering hazard insurance, that is, homeowners insurance. Violation or compliance. Real estate license holders must understand the meaning and importance of RESPA, as there are several activities that could violate the law. Basically, RESPA does not allow real estate agents to receive kickbacks for referring business to any of the entities above. Violations can be as simple as an agent allowing a title company to secretly reimburse them for the cost of food and drink at an open house for other agents. If the title company had set out marketing materials and made a presentation at the open house, it would not have been a violation of RESPA. Steering. Discriminating without meaning to. Every real estate agent knows that discrimination in the sale or rental of housing is against federal and state fair housing laws. However, they often do not realize that they are doing it. Agents can engage in the practice of steering, guiding clients to or away from neighborhoods or areas due to race, religion, or another protected class, quite innocently. For example, a buyer is considering properties in two different school districts. She asks her agent which school district is better. The agent tells her which one she thinks is better. Is this steering? Yes, it could certainly be viewed that way. Why does the agent think that one school district is better than the other? What standard is she using to compare the two? Agents should stick to the facts and keep their opinions to themselves. Even though the agent was not consciously steering the buyer to one neighborhood over another, her opinion could sway the buyer. The best way to avoid any perception of steering is again to stick to the facts. If the buyer is curious about the school district, suggest she research it to decide for herself. Avoid making assumptions. Also, agents should never assume that a buyer would prefer a particular area over another based on who lives there or what it is close to. For example, suppose an agent is working for a buyer who is a devout member of the Greek Orthodox Church. The agent searches for properties on the MLS near the Greek Orthodox Church with a high concentration of ethnically Greek residents. The agent only did this to be nice, assuming the client would appreciate living in a community with people who share her culture and religious traditions. Is this steering? Yes, it is. While the agent was not consciously trying to keep the buyer out of one community by steering her to another, she did make assumptions based on the buyer's ethnicity and religion. Unless the buyer expressly instructed the agent to only show her houses in the Greek community or near the church, the agent is likely guilty of steering. Never assume that a client of a particular background or ethnicity wants to live in a community of others of the same background. While agents should always anticipate their client's needs and wants, they should never assume that the client wants something. To avoid the temptation or even the perception of steering, ask buyers for specific criteria that go beyond ambiguous terms like safe area, good school districts, or nice neighborhood. These vague terms leave the interpretation of the client's needs up to the agent. How does the agent define nice neighborhood? Ask instead for specific criteria, like price point and amenities. Price point and amenities alone should help the agent pinpoint some neighborhoods for the buyer.